representatives. And that's to their benefit because their positions become more valuable, and it's to our representative detriment.
Give Joe Thomas 20 minutes weekday mornings, and he'll get you everything you need to know. Only on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Cloudy skies with occasional showers today. Temperatures near 60 degrees this morning, falling to near 40 degrees by sunset.
It is 58 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, team coverage of local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
A man from Levingston was killed in a crash on Route 29 in Nelson County. State police say 65-year-old Winford Washington drove off the side of the road and flipped his car several times.
760 constituents in the 7th Congressional District are getting a refund, perhaps even before they filed their taxes, as Abigail Spanberger announced that she's returning over $1 million to them in Central Virginia. She says she accomplished this by cutting through federal red tape, expediting returns owed from the IRS, and securing backlog benefits from agencies like the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the U.S. Social Security Administration.
State lawmakers are taking steps to legalize casinos in five cities around Virginia. A Senate committee advanced legislation today that would allow Bristol, Danville, Richmond, Norfolk, and Portsmouth to hold local referendums to approve casinos.
Ranking Vice Chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, U.S. Senator Mark Warner, issued the following statement regarding the confusion in the Iowa caucuses. Continuing chaos in Iowa is illustrative of our overall failure to take sufficient steps to protect the integrity of our election systems.
And it does also reinforce the fact, as we've started to see over the internet, you know, conspiracy theories pop up that whether domestic or foreign efforts to try to undermine confidence, that those threats are out there, they remain out there, and there are forces, particularly foreign forces, that want to undermine Americans' confidence.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 58 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Protecting your taxes. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Network tax tip after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz. Fox Business Channel's Liz Claman talks with entrepreneurs and executives about inspiring and motivational stories. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The IRS recommends you file as early as possible. It's one way to prevent becoming a victim of tax identity theft.
You may be unaware you are a victim until you receive an IRS notice or file your tax return, but it is rejected because your Social Security number has already been used.
Dan Geltrude, CPA and managing partner at Geltrude & Company.
Be careful about sharing your number. You should only share